This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Looking for answers about someone and you've hit a dead end? There's an online tool that can help you locate almost anyone within minutes. Confidentially search millions of public records by phone number, address, name, or email to find out more information about people in your life. Go to truthfinder.com to locate almost anyone now.
But I actually want to start on the ice because last night, the Grade 8 got one step closer to Wayne Gretzky as Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals were skating north of the border. Later night caps. Not quite late night caps, 8 o'clock start time, but a little later than they're normally playing with 4 minutes to go. Goal number 889, now just 5 back of Gretzky. Ovechkin is 6 goals from hockey immortality.
Coming back near wall. The tie up in the hash mark. Protas weak side. Ovechkin, he scores! Alex Ovechkin scores from the left dot! This game is tied, and Ovechkin picks one up here in Winnipeg. It's goal 889. He needs 5 to tie. He needs 6 to break Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. An electrifying moment here in downtown Winnipeg. Ovechkin draws one closer.
What a call by John Walton, as heard right here on 106.7 The Fan. So a couple of things about the goal last night. First, now that we're in the single digits of the countdown, you're starting to see in these buildings that the fans, even of the opposing teams, and last night's a big hockey game, best team in the West, best team in the East, seventh time ever that this late in the season, the two best teams in the sport with top three offense and defenses met. And in Winnipeg, fans came to their feet to give Ovechkin the standing ovation after his goal. You go into the game wanting him to score on your ice against your own team. We are there now because the visiting fans want to see history. And if you showed up in Winnipeg last night, you knew you weren't going to see him break the record, but you could see him get one goal closer. So I think it's pretty cool now that we've reached the point of this chase where even the fans rooting against the Capitals want Ovi to score. And in that moment, if you ask Jets fans, hey, you're up by a goal. There's 4 minutes left. Ovi can score, and you got to go to overtime, or Ovi could not score. Which would you rather have? I'll bet you a lot of the fans in that barn wearing Jets jerseys would have said, let's see an Ovi goal. You could see it by their reaction. But what he's doing is astounding at 39 years old. He came into the season. Remember this. He needed 42 goals at the beginning of the year when this whole thing started. At the beginning of the year at 39, in an age where nobody scores 40 goals, he needed 42 to break the record. And everybody said, well, thank God he's got 2 years left on his contract. Because he's not going to do it this year. But over the next two seasons, scores 25 this year, 20 next year, maybe 15 next year, he'll break the record. He'll be there. He's got a chance to mess around and get it done right here and right now. 11 games left and 6 to go. And I just want to reiterate that he missed 16 games with a broken bone in his leg this year. And he came back like nothing had ever happened. Like I come back from a cold. You know, like you go home and you tell your wife after the day at the at work, you go, you know, lunch didn't really sit well. I didn't feel great. I'm going to take a little nap and maybe we'll, you know, watch the TV show tonight. You just stay in bed. The next morning you wake up like nothing happened. That's how Ovi responded to breaking his leg this season. Just came back on a heater in year 20 in the National Hockey League. And we've just been so spoiled. I tweeted this out yesterday, and I really feel this way. I was kind of in my feels watching him last night, and I'm like, what a gift it has been. Of all the times to be alive on this spinning rock, to get his entire career in my home market, to be from the DMV, to care so much about this team, to have had him drafted at a time when I was a huge fan in, at that point, I guess, early high school. And I didn't know what I didn't know. I knew this was the Russian player that they said was going 1-1 that everybody wanted. That's as far as I kind of went with my Alex Ovechkin knowledge. But as a sports fan, I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. He's changed my existence. He's changed my life. And for so many of us, he's changed this city. The amount of kids like my 4-year-old now that's skating at the St. James that wants to play hockey as he's out there in his Ovi sweater, that didn't exist when I was growing up. The first time I ever went on ice, I was 13 years old at a birthday party. I drove 35 minutes from my house. That was the first time I ever put ice skates on. Didn't know what I was doing, falling all over the place. Now, there's 40 kids my boy's age, 4 and 5 years old, wearing cap stuff, skating around, falling all over the place like ducks trying to walk over at the St. James. And it's maybe not all because of, but it's mostly because of Alex Ovechkin.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
But the goal last night, beautiful time. The Caps ended up losing what was a tremendous hockey game. They outshot Winnipeg 29-25, but they get a point on the road against one of the best home teams and the best team in the West, second-best team in the NHL, you know, because the Capitals are the best team in the NHL. So they'll take the point and they'll move on. But the story was Ovi with a goal. And can I just say, how about the pass from Alexi Protas? Remember when Alexi Protas wasn't a star last year? What happened? Who is this man? It's incredible what is transpired with this player that was very average last season. Struggled to skate with any kind of speed. Earlier this season, actually, we had Jacob Chychrun on the show. And Chick, you signed yesterday, is going to be with us at 3 o'clock today on the phone here in 50 minutes. And we'll get to celebrate his new contract. But Chychrun said, whatever Protas did this offseason, we need to hire the people he worked with and bring them in to work with all of us this offseason. And I couldn't agree with that more. The growth he's made, as we're getting ready to talk about the Nats today, that's what the Nationals need from their young guys, their Abrams, their Cruz, their Wood. That gigantic leap that elevates the entire tide of your organization that they've gotten from Protas, who's on the precipice now of 30 goals. He's got 29. But just a ridiculous pass after winning a battle on the boards to Ovechkin. And I thought that goal was symbolic, too, from this perspective. At the start of the season, it felt like the Ovechkin goal chase, the Gretzky hunt, so to speak, was going to happen in the woods without anybody knowing it was going to take place. Because as we saw last year, Washington had a scratch and claw to make the playoffs. I mean, they got in on the final night with a minus 40 almost goal differential. Really didn't have any business being in the playoffs, but it was fun. They get a first-round series. They get swept out by the Rangers, and you know the whole thing ends quickly. But it did feel like going into this year, Maybe they make the playoffs, maybe they don't. At least we'll have the chase. But it's probably going to be the story on an otherwise pretty mediocre-ish team. But there is now a symbiotic nature to Ovi's chase and the quality of this team. A harmony and a unison and a concert that those two things are working in, where I think the symbolism of last night was Ovi's goal was massive. They're playing in this huge game with 4 minutes left, and he ties the game. Look at his third period numbers this year. Over and over again has done this. But because the team has been so good, their offense has been awesome, they're getting career years from so many guys, the kids that I mentioned broke out, it has allowed Ovechkin to have more opportunities, not only on the power play, but at even strength, to get more shots, to score more goals. And Ovi's unbelievable season, he's top four in the league in goals, despite missing almost a quarter of the year, is one of the reasons why they are overachieving to the extent that they have, and they've become a juggernaut again. So they're really working in unison in a way that I don't think anybody anticipated when the year began. But it's been a real pleasure to watch all season long. Ovi's hunt continues as he is now just five back of Gretzky, six from the record with 11 to play. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about it feeling like if he went another game or two without a goal, maybe being the first time this season since he got hot where you said it might be next year. But with another goal, this is how quickly it happens in hockey. Now he just needs the six with 11 games. He's a multi-goal game away at any point from it feeling like a formality. Now, quirky sport. He could go 2-3 games without a goal, which for him is like 10 for a normal person. And if that were to be the case, then all of a sudden the chances of him doing it are pretty slim. But I would bet on it right now. And if you got tickets to one of those home games at Capital One Arena, you might have a big decision to make coming up. If you're a Caps fan, I think it's an easy decision because you'll want to be there. But the amount that these tickets are going to be going for to the remaining home games, there's only three of their final nine in April that are going to be at home. It'll be the most expensive ticket to a regular season sporting event in this city, perhaps in history. I would imagine there's never been a $1,000 regular season ticket, you know, get-in price on average for anything that's happened here. I can tell you it doesn't happen for the Nationals. Certainly not happen for the Caps. The only thing, you guys would have to tell me if you were RFK people with the Redskins, but it was so long ago that $1,000 then was like what does that translate to, right? I got to imagine it'll be the biggest get-in price for a regular season game in the city's history. So should be really, really fun.